Foster's body was found in a park with a pistol still in his hand. McDougal died of an apparent sudden heart attack while being held in solitary confinement in a Fort Worth federal institution. Others, while not actually killed, have been shot or intimidated from running for office, such as former Alabama Governor George Wallace and 1992 presidential candidate Ross Perot, who publicly stated his reason for dropping out was concern for the safety of his family. With the protection of the FBI, CIA, Secret Service, and U.S. military, who did Perot have to fear? Thanks to the modern surveillance state, many members of Congress find themselves susceptible to blackmail by damaging information from any number of government and corporate databases. It is reminiscent of the many allegations that former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, perhaps with files from Interpol, as previously discussed, blackmailed government employees and congressmen into supporting his agendas. All too often, this type of coercion is more effective than campaign contributions. But it is not only Congress members who find themselves at the mercy of increasing surveillance and control. Beginning in December 2009, Americans will face the prospect of carrying their papers to conduct daily life, similar to the identity papers demanded by the Nazi Gestapo. Under provisions of the Emergency Supplemental Appropriations Act for Defense, the Global War on Terror, and Tsunami Relief, 2005, popularly known as the Real ID Act, for all practical purposes, a national identity card will be required of every citizen. Today, it has become unlawful not to provide identification documents to a police officer upon demand. The sheer act of failing to properly identify oneself can today result in arrest and jail. Under the pretext of combating terrorism, this law requires national standards for state-issued driver's licenses as well as non-driver identification cards. It specifically states that no federal agency can accept any state ID card or license unless it meets the requirements as stated in the Real ID Act. Since the Transportation Security Administration provides security at airports, anyone without identification compliant with Real ID Act may be unable to fly on commercial aircraft. And as the Federal Social Security Administration requires states to maintain a new hire directory, employers would no longer be able to hire anyone without a Real ID Act compliant document.